Support for GLT comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, the place to go for things that grow. Proud sponsor of the Dean of Green on GLT. Open 7 days a week on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington or anytime at niepegans.com. NIEPAGENS.com. This is GLT.
You know the song, Willow, Weep for Me? Well, today the weeping is all about a cherry, a weeping cherry, that is. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field. He's the man from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences. He is Patrick Murphy. Lo and behold, hi there, Murph.
Hi, Laura. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, too. It's radio. I love seeing people on the radio. Today on GLT's Grow, we have a question from Brandy in Normal about her weeping cherry that's experiencing some problem. It's five years old. It's in her backyard. And last year, there were little bits of sap coming out of the trunk, and it didn't bloom as normal. Now, this year, it bloomed nicely, but the sap was still there in small amounts, and she didn't think much about it until she happened to notice a massive amount of sap coming out of it just a number of weeks ago. And what appeared to be damaged splitting parts in the trunk, as well as a kind of white mushroom or fungus growing on the northeast side of the tree. Now, they love this tree, so they need to know, is it a natural part of the growth process of this tree, or is it bad news? And she's wondering if this is dangerous at all for the tree, and how can she make it healthy again? She very nicely sent us some photos, which are up on the Grow page on our website, wglt.org. So what do you think, Murph?
It gives it a great context, and a lot of people love the weeping cherries and the ornamental cherries, and it's ironic, you know, we've sat and had a lot of discussions, and we oftentimes talked about plants in the Rosacea family, and this is one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's the plums, cherries, peaches, nectarines, apricots, almonds, you know, all the edibles are in that family.
And they're fussy, aren't they?
That's right. You have a great memory, Laura, because, I mean, what don't they get, really? That's the thing.
Okay.
So it bears to mind, if you go to the nation's capital, or if you visit the nation of Japan, there are unbelievable cherry trees to behold. And some are indigenous to the Americas, and some are indigenous to the Pacific Islands, you know. And when you see them and they're glorious, it is something to behold.
Yeah.
You get this dark bark. Sometimes it's kind of a shiny bark, you know. And that set as a background or a support system for all these flowered covered stems and branches, it's just really something.
You know,
people plan their weddings around when this plant blooms.
Right.
But they are a heartbreaker. And if we had some music, it'd be a great time to have some Pat Benatar in the background. Because, baby, your heart is going to get broken.
This is bad news for Brandy?
Well,
is she going to need to hit the brandy?
I've gotten the, yeah, that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Okay,
because,
honey,
Brandy, you did bring it up, you know, since you said there's some sap coming out of the drunk. Hey,
oh, she missed.
Good idea. I know.
She put drunk instead of trunk.
So maybe not.
Maybe Laura. She meant it that way. Maybe that was Freudian.
So listen, the sappy thing, right? So the pictures are great, and I encourage everyone to take a look because they really do tell the tale.
They're absolutely disgusting. Yeah. I mean, nature can be disgusting.
Yeah, and the sap that's coming out is probably a symptom or a telltale of a type of canker disease. And there's not a lot of treatment for this bacterial type disease. But you can try and remove the affected parts of the cherry, plum, spirea, whatever it is, you can remove it. But here's the trick. This is difficult. You have to clean your tools between each cut.
Oh, gosh.
I know. Right. So
because if you cut it and then you go again, you're just going to be...
You could be spreading it, right.
Oh, gosh.
You know, so to prevent this disease requires a little effort and work, too. And it also reminds me of a stereotype that we find with trees of colored foliage, particularly red leaf trees. They are heartbreakers a lot of times.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, it's a question from Brandy about her sappy, weeping cherry. And I think Brandy's going to be weeping over her weeping cherry if she can't get this removed. Is that tough to do?
Well, it can be. You know, it's something that one could do, and it requires some care. And
should she call an arborist to do it for her, though?
I think it's always a good idea to consult with an arborist when it comes to doing something that requires a treatment or a pathology, you know, so somebody's keeping track of it and comparing it. And, you know, you can seek out an arborist on the International Society of Arboriculture website and find one in your area for hire, because mm-hmm. there are lots in your area, but they're not necessarily for hire.
Oh,
so
good point.
You can find that through that source. But this poor tree, you can prevent it from having this attack of diseases, and includes insect infestations. There are lots of troubles with this tree and this family's mm-hmm. when it comes to insects. And
what do you do to help that?
Well, there's a product called a dormant oil, and it is literally an oil that you would spray with a small pump sprayer or a handheld sprayer. And you can imagine if the tree was large, that would be quite a project. You know, it would require a ladder and some tarps, and you want to cover your skin and your face. And
do you have to worry about children or pets around this stuff?
You always have to follow the guidance that's on the label for whatever product you use, and the answer is always yes. You have to take the due care. Anybody can go out there and blast the stuff all over the place, and that is no friend of Grow Corporate. I'm telling you, that's a way to get in a jam with Grow Corporate, mm-hmm. is to be out there spraying and slopping stuff around without taking the due care that the manufacturer provides on the label. So you could spray the tree with this dormant oil.
This is after she gets all that stuff off of
her. Yeah, it could be as early as this winter. You can spray the dormant oil in the early winter months, you know, so we get a first frost, not a killing frost, but that's a great time to spray, and the leaves are off and everything. But you can also do it in the early spring when winter is wearing down and the days are getting longer. Mm-hmm. And when the tree is dry, you could spray it. And this oil coats any insects that are hanging out in the nooks and crannies, and they just kind of suffocate in place.
Is there any chance of overdoing it with this oil?
I suppose one could, you know, but it's real obvious when it's been applied, because it's an oil mm-hmm. and it's wet, so it gives it kind of a glossy appearance. And
that's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, I know. It's too bad you couldn't make it stay that way. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we need to find a tree that will actually look like that and breed it that way.
Yeah, there's a lot of artwork I've seen where it's tree and root skeletons that have that reflective coating for reflective light. It is very nice.
But real life is more harsh.
Yes, and there's another thing with this tree that could be associated with the problems that Brandy's having. The bark on these trees is very thin. And some horsing around, you know, like you grab it like a do-si-do and you do a twist around because you're running for the base, you're playing kick the can.
You throw a football into it.
You bump it with the lawnmower.
Oh,
trouble. And then there are biological controls that a lot of people incorporate into their landscaping when they have this tree, because it is one that requires lots of hand-holding. So you got your ladybugs or lady beetles, predator wasps, green lace wings. These are all biological insects that you can buy in the back of a gardening magazine.
So she could probably spray it in the winter and maybe early spring, and then as she gets into the warmer weather, get these helpful bugs.
I just think it's an interesting point to bring up.
And keep the kids away from it.
That it does, they do exist, but you could let them go and they fly right into your neighbor's yard. So know that too, you know.
It's like you cannot harness those bugs.
No free lunch. And the trees require some care and some love, like your garden. You got to prune those branches out of the inside of it. You should be able to throw your hat through the middle of your ornamental blooming cherries and plums. Eliminate the suckers, the water sprouts, the crossing branches, and that'll give them a nice kiss goodnight and take care of them.
Okay, Brandy, good luck with your weeping cherry, and keep us posted on your progress. And folks, go take a look at that photo. It's absolutely disgusting, all the sap coming out of this tree. Brandy has her work cut out for her, but hopefully we'll have a happy ending on this tree. Now, next week, we're talking more trees. Kevin from Normal and also Dave from Overland Park in Kansas have questions regarding tree health, so we'll be taking that next week. How about your question? We'd love to hear from you. You got to submit your question to Murph, and maybe he'll answer it on the air. We got to hear from you at WGLT.org/grow.